Listening to Reverend Dr. Rob White from the AULC Ministries. Find us on Facebook, Roku, Amazon Fire TV and TalkShoe. And be sure to visit www.aulc.us.
Hello. Today's message is best read by a female voice, so Reverend Dr. Rob White is allowing me to do the honors today. Our message is entitled, Mary's Story, and will tell the Christmas story from Mary's point of view. Our scripture lesson comes from Luke chapter 2 verses 1 to 20. Starting at verse 1. In those days a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole empire should be registered. This first registration took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So everyone went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family line of David. To be registered along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was pregnant. While they were there, the time came for her to give birth. Then she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him snugly in cloth and laid him in a feeding trough, because there was no room for them at the lodging place. In the same region, shepherds were staying out in the fields and keeping watch at night over their flock. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid, for look, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today a Savior, who is Messiah the Lord, was born for you in the city of David. This will be the sign for you: you will find a baby wrapped snugly in cloth and lying in a feeding trough." Suddenly there was a multitude of the heavenly host with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to people he favors." When the angels had left them and returned to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go straight to Bethlehem and see what has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." They hurried off and found both Mary and Joseph, and the baby who was lying in the feeding trough. After seeing them, they reported the message they were told about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary was treasuring up all these things in her heart and meditating on them. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had seen and heard, just as they had been told. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word. Now sit back and enjoy Mary's Story by Mary Sanders. Welcome. I am so glad you came by to visit a widow lady. It is generous of you to spend time with me when I know you have so much else to do. It has been a bit lonely since Joseph died. I do miss him a lot. James and the others are good boys, but they spend quite a bit of time at the carpentry shop. Would you like a bite to eat? No? Well, I hope you'll sit a while and visit anyway. I like a bit of company now and again. In spite of it all, life is good right now. I have friends and dutiful children, I am at peace with God, but I've got to tell you, this is not quite the life I had planned growing up. My family wasn't real wealthy, but like most young girls, but I still dreamed of a big wedding, where friends and family would feast with us before we settled down to married life. But then that angel came and turned my life upside down. He said, "Greetings, favored one, God is with you." And I thought, what about those others God has favored? Abraham and Sarah had to leave their home. Jonah ended up in the belly of a fish. What would God want with me? Maybe being invisible would be better. But the angel said, "Fear not. You are going to have a baby." And I thought, fear yes. A baby before marriage. Is he kidding? What would my father say? What would Joseph say? I could end up being stoned to death. And the angel said my baby would be a great king. But I did not hear, my mind was racing. Who would believe how I got pregnant with this child? But the angel said, "God is with you, nothing is impossible for God." And I said, "Let it be with me according to God's word." You know, people often see me as an example of patience and obedience. But, I ask you, what other choice did I have? I was 15, and God said I was going to have a baby. What else was there to say, But so be it, if I had known, would I have argued more? I had no idea of the difficulty involved with being God's highly favored. Instead of being home in familiar surroundings during the early part of my pregnancy, I found I needed to hastily leave my village to stay with my cousin Elizabeth. At her house, I was able to avoid the hard stares and wagging tongues of the villagers in Nazareth. It was an anxious 3 months with Elizabeth while I waited Joseph's decision about whether to marry me, divorce me, or accuse me of adultery. But I returned home. Out of his love for God and love for me, Joseph sent for me. Because he accepted me slowly, the others in the village came around again. Old friends began to speak to me once more. My parents seemed less embarrassed. But it was still an anxious time. I was only about 15, and so much was happening. My body was changing. I was still getting acquainted with Joseph and learning how to run a house myself. So, when the decree about the census came out, rather than stay home alone, I chose to accompany Joseph to Bethlehem, the city of David. Looking back, I can see that maybe it wasn't such a great idea. The 80 miles from Nazareth to Bethlehem through Samaria's hostile territory was a 4 to 5 day trek for someone in wonderful shape. And my shape was less than wonderful. Regardless of the stories you may have heard, Joseph and I had no donkey for me to ride, although once or twice, a kind farmer let me ride a short way in his cart. Even so, 15 years old and 8.5 months pregnant does not a good traveler make. My back hurt, my feet were sore, and there wasn't room inside for food and a baby. I had indigestion most of the time. When fuel was available, I had to cook our meals over an open fire, and we slept either on the hard ground, or in strange beds infested with heaven knows what kind of itchy creatures. I was ready to take back those words, "I am the Lord's servant." I don't know if I would have gone to Bethlehem if I had really believed the baby was coming so soon. I had planned on having this baby in my own home, surrounded by people I knew and a trusted midwife. Maybe, I counted the moons wrong, or maybe the stress of the long journey brought the baby early. Whatever the case, by the time we arrived in Bethlehem, labor had started, in earnest. When we got to the inn where we had hoped to stay, the innkeeper claimed to have no room for us. Maybe he thought we looked too poor to pay. Maybe he didn't want his clients disturbed by the cries of a woman working to give birth. Regardless, my son, for whom the angel had promised great glory, came into the world in the most inglorious of all ways possible. In a stable, cold and dirty. Smelly and noisy with buzzing flies and snorting livestock. But the animals lent their warmth, and the feeding trough, filled with new hay, provided a semi-clean place to lay the baby away from the dung and the danger of the animals' hooves. So, after nursing my son for the first time, Joseph and I, exhausted, found a place for ourselves in the hay, and fell into a deep sleep. Well, you wouldn't think the trip could have gotten worse. But, it sure felt like it when we were rudely awakened by a bunch of smelly, dirty shepherds, babbling something about visiting angels telling them about the birth of a savior and messiah. If I hadn't remembered my own angel visitation, I would have sworn they had been drinking. But they were so sincere, and they approached my son with such reverence. When they left, I found myself gazing at my precious boy, pondering the words of the shepherds, and thinking about how good God truly is. Joseph and I named my son Yeshua, Jesus, God saves. So that is how my first son came to be born. And life after that was far from normal, by any standards. After Jesus' birth, when we went to dedicate him at the temple, a prophet named Anna and an old priest named Simeon blessed him and sang wonderful things about my child. Wise men from the Far East were guests in our home, bringing wondrous gifts. We were forced to flee our homeland and live as exiles in Egypt because of a cruel, corrupt and paranoid king who ordered the slaughtering of all of the boy babies in the district. We did finally return to Nazareth, and life developed a sort of routine. Jesus played with the children in the village, studied with the town rabbi, and learned from Joseph an honorable trade. But there was always in the background that angel's strange promise, that my son would be a king. I did have my doubts at times, when Joseph died. When Jesus left home to do his ministry. When I was left alone to face criticism and rumors, people viewing me with a mixture of pity and disgust. And then there was my worst nightmare, when I saw my own son, hanging from a cross, the life bleeding from his body, drop by drop. Then, it was as if God had abandoned the whole world. But you know, the pain I had in my life was not unique. Everyone faces death, has money problems, relationship troubles. I am older now, and I can look back and see God present at every step of the way, from my marriage, the lives of my children, and even my son's death. And of course, God was present in the joy of the first Easter. That was when I knew what sort of king my son really was to be. After giving his message, the angel left. But God never leaves. I see now that the message of the angel was for all, God's son is for all, and the promise, God is with you is for all. So fear not. Rejoice. God is with you. Let it be to each of us according to God's loving word.
Hello, I'm Reverend Dr. Rob White with AULC Ministries. I hope that you enjoyed the Mary's story as told by Mary's point of view of the Christmas story. Just hope you enjoyed that. I just want to say thank you to everyone that's been here today. We look forward to seeing you again next week. And I want to remind everyone that starting January 3rd, 2021, next week, that we're going to be starting the story. So join us definitely for that. We'll have good videos about the story. We'll be going through that. We've done it before, yes, and we're doing it again. Hope that you had a very Merry Christmas. Have a Happy New Year. We look forward to seeing you all next week. Thank you very much.